Based on my experience, there are some things in this world easier to find than others. When I was growing up and my mom would ask me to sweep a room in the house, for some strange reason, I couldn't find the broom. Someone had hidden it from me. That I'd go to the laundry room and I'd glance in that space just behind the sink where we always kept it in the corner, but I didn't see it. And I told my mom, I can't find the broom. And she said, have you looked? And I said, what every child has said, I looked everywhere. But there were other things I never had trouble finding. I never went to my mom and said, have you seen my Halloween candy? Or could you help me find the leftover cake in the fridge? There are some things easier to find than others. But our search is not always limited by our motivation. There are things in this world which we all know well that are just elusive. That we search for a lasting joy which is not threatened by the ups and downs of every week. That we all yearn for that sense of peace that is not dismantled by our fears about tomorrow. That we have all searched endlessly for clarity in a decision which is not disrupted by the circumstances of the day. That we keep an eye out for those things. But they seem hidden from us, tucked away where they are hard to find. And we find those sorts of things in the same way that we stumble upon what is sacred. By finally resting ourselves in the silence and the stillness of the presence of God. Elijah was on the run. He could not help but move his feet, and his mind would not slow down. He needed reassurance in the face of distress. He was trying to get away from those who threatened to do him harm. So he kept running from place to place. Unable to rest, that he ran to Beersheba, but he did not find any rest there. So he ran into the wilderness, and he could not find any rest there. Finally, he heard this voice say, get up and eat. And he went on to Mount Horeb, a sacred place where Moses had met God. And finally, he stopped running. And he walked out to the edge of the mountain. And he heard the sound of a great wind. But God was not in the wind. And then he was confronted by the sound of earthquakes. But God was not in the earthquake. And then he heard the sound of the fire, or we might say heat wave. And God was not in the heat wave. But then sound of sheer silence. And God was in the silence. It is a peculiar thing. No matter how many times God has found us in the silence and stillness of our lives. We don't expect to hear anything there. But Elijah reminds us otherwise. And in this world full of noise and activity, we have to make room for the silence. In the 1890s in Paris, everyone was talking about this new invention. All the buzz was around how this invention was going to alter the world. And two people were talking where one of them said, "So, let me get this straight. When it rings, you stop what you're doing, you put everything down, you get up, and you go, and you pick it up." And the other person says, "Yes, yes, that's exactly what you do." And this person said, "Oh, I see. Just like a servant does." It was a conversation between two well-known artists, Edgar Degas and Jean-Louis Ferrand, and they were talking about the invention of the telephone. That when it rings, you stop what you're doing. You put everything aside, you get up, and you go, and you pick it up. Just like a servant summoned by a bell. That it is so hard to keep from serving what is meant to serve us. And the first casualty is silence. Why in this room we try to make room for silence, for looking and listening, discovering God in ways we would not otherwise. And what we do in here is meant to shape what we do out there, like a dress rehearsal for the week, that we continue looking and listening because of our longing. That as a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for God. It's a longing that we only hear when we enter the silence, which admittedly is so hard. The silence can be absolutely overwhelming because in it we just might overhear the sadness that is deep within us as we long for comfort. And the silence is challenging because once we get there, there is the waiting that God might not speak up as soon as we want, as we long for connection. That it's hard to make room for the silence because of all the demands of the noises around us, just trying to get a piece of our lives as we long for contentment. But it's in the silence and the stillness that we discover our longing for the flowing streams of God. And we do not make room for silence simply because we need to do less. Silence is not the same thing as leisure. Silence helps us sort out where we are and get a clear sense of where we are going. When Albert Einstein was about 5 years old, he was sick and he had to stay home. So his father went and found a compass and brought it to him so he'd have something to fiddle with throughout the day. And he sat there mesmerized by this magnetic needle that kept pointing north, that he was fascinated by this hidden force moving the needle. That Einstein says, "I can still remember, at least I believe I can remember that this experience made a deep and lasting impression on me. Something deeply hidden had to be behind things. That something hidden is behind things. It's why we listen for the grace of God. It's why this longing is deep inside of us. When I was a boy, we loved to pile in the back of the station wagon and drive to South Georgia below the Nat line to Tifton, where my grandparents lived. We loved going to my grandparents' house because they had this huge, roomy house with all these nooks and crannies that were great to explore, like you were looking for something hidden. But the most important looking we did was first thing in the morning, that we'd sit around the kitchen table while my grandfather was standing there in his blue robe making silver dollar pancakes. And we sat around the kitchen table looking out the large window sliding door, looking at the pond behind their house, where in between the house and the pond was a bunch of fruit trees that my grandfather had planted, and around it he had put up an electric fence because apparently a beaver had moved into the pond. And as he was flipping silver dollar pancakes, he kept saying, "Have you seen the beaver yet?" So we sat there very still and quiet, like the beaver could hear us or something. And we looked out the glass door, and thankfully there was plenty of syrup for the pancakes because there was plenty of silence and waiting. But every now and then, we would catch a glimmer of this beaver swimming across the water, and the silence was broken with such joy. It's like that feeling of finding that elusive stillness and hidden silence. And we discover that longing inside of us, reaching out for something more, as the psalmist says, deep calls out to deep. And then we think that we feel God's presence sit down beside us. And in ways we cannot explain, it changes everything. It changes how we see ourselves. It changes how we see this world. That we make room for silence, because in it we discover the hidden grace of God. Amen.